I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. As war drags on in Ukraine, the Ukrainian army has been depleted and is desperate for aid. Eric Mock with Slavic Gospel Association says as more villagers flee the front line, many are seeking help from churches.
So these churches literally are having buses show up of frontline IDPs or internally displaced persons. And all of a sudden they're saying, here, you got to take care of them for the next 2 months. And so they've got to figure out how to give them housing, how to find a warm place to sleep, maybe a place to transition because you just can't sleep in the church, and then food and all those other items. And so SGA is trying to stand with the churches in that.
SGA equips Ukrainian pastors to distribute aid and proclaim the gospel. Pray for spiritual encouragement. Meanwhile, the new report from the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom dropped this week, and there's a lot to unpack. The Religious Freedom Watchdog recommends 5 new countries as CPCs: Afghanistan, Azerbaijan, India, Nigeria, and Vietnam. Now, will the U.S. State Department adopt these recommendations? Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says,
the State Department has many different priorities and many levels of priorities, and I think that sometimes the religious freedom doesn't get put at the top of the list. And again, I would say, as someone who cares about religious freedom, I would say that's unfortunate. I wish the State Department did put more priority on the issue of religious freedom.
Pray for greater religious freedoms to see the gospel proclaimed. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people like you, and by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.